The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
Branded, scorned as the one who ran. What do you do when you're branded and you know you're a man?
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Happy Monday out there, everybody. I sound like a country hit, don't I? Happy birthday. Happy Monday,
everybody.
Yeah. It's September 8th, 2025, episode 1737. I've never heard the second verse often. Oh, okay.
And you never will.
Underneath my script today.
There's a lot.
Dalton, there is a lot. A huge amount. So I'm going to go through it as best I can. Patriots Day is Thursday. What is Patriots Day? I don't think I've ever announced that. That's Patriots Day?
It's 9/11.
Yeah, they renamed 9/11
okay.
Patriots Day.
Okay, yeah. All right.
That happened, what, 2 years ago?
Yeah.
No, I think it's longer than that. I'm pretty sure it happened during the Barack Obama administration.
Oh, wow. I was way off.
I just don't know that we may have. I mean, I'm 60, almost 69 years old, so may have.
It was done, so, I mean, you kind of...
You didn't want to say 911 day.
Yeah, and it was done to bring a public service element to Patriots Day.
Mm. And where were you at 9/11? Probably in school. You were in school.
No, I mean, I was two.
Oh, you were with Mama.
Yeah. One of my first memories, actually.
I bet Mama got freaked out.
Yeah.
When that happened.
Yeah.
Unless she was watching, you know, Love of Life or
it
Secret
is,
Storm.
It is actually one of my, if not my earliest memory.
Really? Isn't that a shame? I mean, look at all the memories you have of politics and life. Everybody yelling, fussing at each other.
Oh, it's the worst.
Yeah.
When people wonder why I'm so cynical.
You haven't really ever had a really, you know, like where it was just peaceful.
Right.
You know?
But we were both way off, actually. Patriots Day was designated by Congress on December 18th, 2001.
Oh, okay.
So it's been that since the beginning, apparently.
Okay. Well, I just don't, I don't, I, when I look at it, I don't think of it as Patriots Day.
Yeah.
I just, that's my bad. Stewart's Creek's at Rockville Friday on WGNS and Big G.
Wow.
Huh?
It was so loud.
Woo. MTSU's at Nevada Saturday at 2:30.
And did you notice it's stereo? It comes through both ears. Yeah.
Sounds good, though, doesn't it? Vanderbilt is at South Carolina. Big test for the Commodores. Someone's fixing to get upset.
I had you. I had your back.
Yeah, Vandy doesn't get... Yeah. Tennessee hosts Georgia Saturday. Tennessee hosts Georgia Saturday, and Titans host the Rams on Sunday. So, a lot of football.
It's football time of the year.
And I think the weather's going to get back to like seasonal norms.
Mm.
Boy, it was hot Friday.
I was reading Tennessee is one of the highest states in America for sports betting. People love to bet on sports here. So.
And
it contributes a lot.
We don't have any money. What are they?
I don't know. But it contributes a lot to like roads and...
Isn't it some astronomical number that people bet on football? Like $300 billion or $30 billion?
I don't remember. It was last week, I think, when I read the newscast about it. But I know it's one of the state's highest revenue streams in terms of...
Yeah.
Because, you know, a portion of it goes back to the state in terms of like the projects and whatever. A lot of it comes from sports betting.
And let's see. I guess that's it for right now. Where are we going to be? We're going to be at Rockville.
Okay. Rockville.
That's not too far from home. I'll probably do that game.
You're on a picking basis now?
I'm on a regional. I'm on the regional broadcast. Bill gets the north end. I get the south end. Oh, me. But if Brian knows that, he'll, you know.
He'll only schedule games and you're into town.
Just to make me come, really, I tell you. Anyway, pretty good week weather-wise, though, it's going to be, isn't it?
Yeah, just a little hot.
Really? I thought it was like 86, 85.
Well, yeah.
That's seasonal, I think, for September.
It's better than the hundreds we ran a few weeks ago.
Well, Friday was, golly.
Yeah. We got a big announcement here from the radio station.
Really, we do? A big announcement?
Big announcement.
Well, we better make time for it.
You've heard us speak about Rachel the Rat.
Yes.
She's dead.
Are you sure it's Rachel?
I don't know. This rat looked awfully small.
I know. Could it be like Rachel?
I mean, it was a huge rat. Don't get me wrong. It was a huge rat, but not nearly as big as Charlie.
Wow. I didn't get to see it, so I can't.
I mean, it was you know, about that big.
Oh, about a third, about a third the size
of Charlie.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's good news.
He was just a baby.
That's good news. But he ate Brian's chick mix.
I know,
and I loved that stuff. Golly, that stuff was addicting. But anyway, good show for you today. We hope, as we do every day. You're listening to the Wake Up Crew. We've got to take a look at the weather.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Spotty late afternoon or early evening showers and storms are possible in the area. Highs top out near 95 degrees. Wind southwesterly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. And then tonight, better chance for showers and storms. Some of the storms could produce heavy rain. The lows drop to 62. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 54.
Farm Fresh Fridays and Tuesdays.
Fresh eggs, homemade jams, locally raised meats.
And every vendor grows or raises it themselves.
7 a.m. to 1.
It's not just a market, it's the Middle Tennessee tradition.
Celebrating our 50th anniversary, the Farmers Market in Murfreesboro on John R. Rice Boulevard.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
People that come in to pre-plan their funerals and put it down in writing makes it a whole lot easier on the children at the time of their death. This is what Mama wanted. This is what we're going to do.
Visit MurfreesboroFuneralHome.com.
Shop and save.
Well, those deals never seem to stop.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
We have doors.
Shopping at the Restore.
Yes, we have doors. We have interior and exterior doors available.
Hey, come check them out.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
Play an old guitar, 9:30. Trying to make a living while everybody else is having fun.
Don't just go to any barber, go to the singing barber, Charlie Pitts. Get a great haircut and entertainment too. That's Charlie Pitts, 2528 Las Casas Pike. Phone 615-785-0966. That's Charlie Pitts.
Mercy.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is. Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking.
Old National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
This is Wade Hayes from Toots Restaurants. One of the things that put us on the map here in Rutherford County was our daily specials. Now you can go to our website, toots.com, and click on the Daily Specials tab to see what those are.
Hey, this is Jack Hayes. Come over to Toots Restaurants and play our cool arcade games. And while you're at it, come check out our menus.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Get it later from the paper or get it now from the radio. WGNSradio.com. We're News Radio WGNS 100.5, 101.9, 1450. Online and on your phone at WGNSradio.com.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles. Here's Steve DeSager.
An incredible late comeback at Buffalo for the Bills, edging the Baltimore Ravens Sunday night 41-40, even though Buffalo trailed by 15 points with about 4 minutes to go. Josh Allen finished with nearly 400 yards passing, two TDs through the air, two on the ground. Derrick Henry for the Ravens, 18 carries, 169 yards rushing and two scores, but a key fumble late in the game as well. Wins for the Rams and Denver. San Francisco won at Seattle 17-13 on a touchdown pass with under 2 minutes left. Green Bay beat Detroit 27-13. Two TD passes in the first half for Jordan Love. Pittsburgh won 34-32 at the Jets. Chris Boswell, a 60-yard field goal with about a minute to go. Carlos Alcaraz took the U.S. Open. Denny Hamlin won the NASCAR race at St. Louis. In baseball, Seattle's Cal Raleigh hit his 53rd homer in an 18-2 win at Atlanta. The Dodgers won 5-2 at Baltimore.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Powered by Middle Tennessee Electric, that's right. This is the Wake Up Crew. And curious about electric vehicles? Well, MPE's Drive EV program has resources to help you learn. Visit driveev.com. About 21 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock. And John, Brian, and Dalton with us this morning. And we didn't talk about our weekend. We always do that a little bit. How was your weekend, Dalton?
It was pretty good. It was pretty good. Got to go to a new restaurant. I'll tell everybody about that tomorrow.
Can't you even like tell us?
Well, I'll tell you the name. Okay. It's called Golden Grill on South Church Street. It's not new. It's been there a while, but it was very good.
Golden Grill on South Church. I should know where. Where is it located?
It is. It's before you hit the Kroger. If you're coming like from here down Church Street, it's before you hit the Kroger.
Strip mall thing?
Little tiny little strip mall where Daylight Donuts.
Yes.
It's right next to Daylight Donuts.
Okay. All right.
I'll tell everybody my experience.
Have you ever been to Daylight Donuts?
I have not.
I heard
was
going to
stop
really
in yesterday, but they close at like. They close at like 2 o'clock.
Yeah, they don't stay open long.
So, which I guess is why they call it Daylight Donuts. But so I did not have a chance to stop in. I was going to go after dinner, but
I heard they're pretty good. But
that
I've
was
never
fun.
Been. I've never
went.
Had them.
Did a little Goodwilling.
Oh,
went to
yeah.
Goodwill. That's always fun.
Well, you know what? Goodwill may have some competition because opening up in October, America's Thrift Stores. Big savings are coming to Murfreesboro. America's Thrift Stores opening soon at 1030 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. They're offering up to 70% off name brand items. Name brand.
Yes, name brand.
It's like a new store every day. Visit americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro for details.
And I'll be there. I love a thrift store. I really do.
I have been at the new Big Lots. That's changed a lot. And Old Town Pottery. What's the name of that place?
Gabe's.
It has changed a lot.
Yeah. It kind of
missed the Old Town Pottery.
Yeah, it's not as fun. I mean, it's different stuff. It's clothes
and
stuff.
If you, I mean, people like it. We're not downing it at all, but
right.
It's just different than what we were used to.
Right.
So
now you got that little corner.
Yeah.
That's still Old Town Pottery.
We love to look at all that stuff over there, didn't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, the pots and the chairs and...
Our good neighbor of the day is Megan Strode. She's a good neighbor for being an outstanding friend and coworker who consistently goes above and beyond, working tirelessly for others and deserving heartfelt appreciation for all she does. Megan Strode's going to receive flowers from the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS. And Dalton, why don't you tell us, all about, good neighbor and how you can get a good neighbor.
If you want to get one into us, go ahead and text that word neighbor to 615-893-1450. Or you can go to WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor. Same process for birthdays. You can call or text 615-893-1450 or head on over to WGNSradio.com/birthdays. Well, today is International Literacy Day. I guess a day to celebrate all those teachers who teach reading and all that kind of stuff. So if you see your reading teacher today, tell them thank you for teaching you how to read.
I bet you all are already reading to Lena, aren't you?
Oh yeah.
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 That's why you gotta start early.
And she gets bored. You gotta do something.
Yeah, well, yeah. And she doesn't sit in a swing and just, you know.
She's turning pages in the book.
Yeah, there you go. We've got more to come. Song of the Day coming up next too, as we continue.
The residents at Stones River Manor love the environment.
I just really like it. Of course, I'm in an apartment and I can come and go and do kind of what I want to.
Stones River Manor, serving the community since 1977.
My husband felt much better when he passed away that I was taken care of here. We got married in 58 and in 60 he went in the Air Force.
Stones River Manor in Murfreesboro, near the intersection of Haynes Drive and Memorial Boulevard.
Big savings are headed your way, Murfreesboro. America's Thrift Stores is opening a new location at 1030 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Get ready for a clean and organized shopping experience where you'll find up to 70% off name brand clothes and so much more. And the best part? Thousands of new items hit the floor every single day. It's like walking into a brand new store every time you visit. All thanks to generous local donations. Visit americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro to learn more.
Access Tennessee News. I'm Will Nunley. Two people have been killed after a train collided with a vehicle in Carroll County over the weekend. The crash happened Saturday morning near McKenzie at the CSX railroad crossing located on Harris Road. One person reportedly died at the scene. The other passed away a short time later at the hospital. The cause is under investigation by local and federal authorities. A former Williamson County nurse is accused of taking controlled substances from Franklin Nursing Home residents. The TBI says special agents started investigating Elizabeth Rainwater on November 15th of 2024. Authorities say Rainwater surrendered her registered nursing license in August of 2024 as part of a plea deal, but she kept on working as a nurse at a Franklin nursing home until September 10th of 2024. And during those weeks, They say rainwater allegedly diverted controlled substances, including opioids, from residents at the facility. Rainwater has been arrested on 20 different counts with a $40,000 bond. More news in 30 seconds.
On September 27th, journey back in time at Remembering World War II in Linden, Tennessee. Witness powerful battle reenactments that recreate the front lines. Meet World War II veterans and listen to their unforgettable stories. Take a ride in classic military vehicles and sway to the sounds of authentic 1940s music. Join us in Linden, Tennessee, located just south of I-40 at exit 143. Be there, remembering World War II.
Governor Bill Lee and First Lady Maria Lee hosted a carnival at the Tennessee residence Saturday for more than 100 families across the state, all to honor their completion of the Tennessee Kids Serve Summer Challenge. The governor and First Lady met with those Summer Challenge participants to congratulate each child on their accomplishments in their communities. In addition to remarks from the Lees, the event featured carnival games, prizes, snacks, and special appearances from local sports team mascots. Will Dunley, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
27 after the hour here on The Wake Up Crew. John, Brian, and Dalton with you. Good neighbor events are coming up, along with Rewind with Brandon Brooks, another check of the weather, and we'll have our first look at traffic in just a few minutes. Right now, though, we're going to do our song of the day. We've delayed it just a little bit today, this morning, but it's always good to have plenty of time to do it, you know?
Well, and sometimes you got to mix things up.
Yeah, it might keep the listener guessing.
Keep them engaged.
Yeah, they're engaged. Okay. This is from Green Day. They had a hit, an alternative rock ballad, from 2004, written by Billy Joe Armstrong about his father's death in September of 1982, reflecting on the passage of time and loss. And this is the song that they came back with, Green Day, Wake Me Up When September Ends. Okay, I meant to tell Dalton that the CEO had to make a quick decision over the week, over on Friday.
The song's about September.
And I think Brian questioned it, Dalton. I think he questioned it. Didn't think there'd be enough, but then you looked up and you found a bunch.
I got at least 10. So, okay, I mean, we're going to do it for a couple of weeks. And some interesting songs. A lot of them are maybe a little older.
We'll have a little brainstorm with some ideas.
But from
for the next leg of the song of the day,
Green Day to Sinatra. Oh no, that's been decided too.
Oh, you've got the next one also.
Songs about fall.
Oh yeah,
because that'll be the week of that fall begins by the next time.
When is fall break? It's first week of October, or
so. I think it's the 6th through the 10th. It is
6th through the 10th.
So October begins on a Wednesday, the 1st, and then. You got that Thursday, Friday, and then the next week.
The kids have already gotten their progress reports. Yep. I couldn't believe that.
It's
crazy. Halfway through.
Well, I mean, we're a month away from it. Today's the 8th of September, so.
Wow. No football that week.
That is correct. But to that Thursday, Friday.
What?
We've got Thursday, Friday, the week before fall break.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You're going to be there for both of those?
No.
And then at the end of October...
I am going to be at the Friday game, though, not the Thursday, though, I think. So.
At the end of October, they're playing Thursday the 30th, and then just a few teams are playing on Halloween on Friday.
Are you going to miss Lena's first Halloween doing a ball game? You want me to do the game for you where you can go, mine are grown, where you can go trick-or-treating with Lena?
I'm sure she'll go with mom and dad, but.
Well, I always went with mom and dad when my grandkids went.
I don't even know where we're going to trick or treat. We're not trick or treating through my neighborhood.
You need to come over to my neighborhood. It's just a little quick drive.
I need to find like the richest neighborhood in Rutherford County.
Well, I'm not saying we're rich, but we do celebrate Halloween. And then at the end of Dewdrop, there is a big Halloween thing where they serve hot dogs and stuff. So you can actually
maybe
get
it's
fed.
That. Maybe go to like the mall or something where they do.
Yeah,
or like a trunk
the
or
square.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe that. All right, it's time to look at today in history, and brought to you by Turner Security.
Turn to Turner Security. Get back in time.
And on this 8th of September, 1504, Michelangelo's Statue of David is unveiled in Florence.
And he needs to put some clothes on.
Yeah, he definitely does. In 1956, Harry Belafonte's Calypso goes number one and stays there for 31 weeks.
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot bunch. Daylight come and we wanna go home. 6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot bunch. Daylight come and we wanna go home.
Harry Belafonte, I think he just passed away last year. In 1966, Star Trek premieres on NBC.
Spock.
The Final Frontier.
Spock, I need you to press that button.
In 1986, the Oprah Winfrey Show is televised nationally. Made her a lot of money. And then in 2001... Kylie Minogue releases her single, I Just Can't Get You Out of My Head, the biggest of her career.
You mean it wasn't Locomotion? Huh.
No, but you know, her career, she's had a hit in about every decade.
Yeah.
I mean, she's been around a long time.
Locomotion would have been 80s.
Yeah. I still remember you doing that choo-choo, Brian. Man, you were talented back
You'll
then.
You'll never forget it, will you?
No, it's emblazoned in my brain. So I still get calls from students that want copies of some of that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I told them, I said, well, I haven't transferred them from VHS yet. I've got one in beta.
Do you really?
Yeah. Very first one, beta. Somebody called me about that, too. All right, we've got more to come. 6:33, stand by. Brandon Brooks standing by with Rewind on the Crew.
This is CBS Rewind.
September 8th, 1966.
Why would anyone in his right mind choose to live in this jungle?
The NBC debut of the TV series Tarzan. September 8th, 1990. Wake up in the morning, John Bon Jovi on top of the singles chart with Blaze of Glory. From the movie Young Guns 2. And September 8th, 1992.
And I'm Mary Richards.
Mary Tyler Moore got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
She can turn the world on with her smile.
I'm Brandon Brooks, and that's Rewind.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. At Progressive, we offer auto, home, and commercial auto insurance, plus a variety of business insurance options to cover your small business needs and more. Visit progressive.com today.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today, spotty late afternoon or early evening showers and storms are possible in the area. Highs top out near 95 degrees. Wind southwesterly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. And then tonight, better chance for showers and storms. Some of the storms could produce heavy rain. And lows drop to 62. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 54.
Good morning. Trying to load up a little bit more volume just in the last few minutes as we check it out live. You're on 24 westbound at Hickory Hollow Parkway. All that traffic flowing in right now from Murfreesboro and Rutherford County. Already a little bit slow at times. 65 southbound. As you approach Trinity Lane, we had a stalled vehicle in that area a little bit earlier, just adding to that slowdown. Princess Hot Chicken, new items on the menu. Order online this week. It's easy at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Good Neighbor Events is brought to you by the Law Offices of John Day, AmeriCare Pest Control, and Old National Bank.
I've got pests, bees buzzing, rodents running all through my house, ants chewing wood, and look, there's a mouse. I'm overrun with pests, pests, but you're gonna be sure, safe and secure. It's the last rites for those pests. Call the best of the best to get rid of your pests.
893-7111. AmeriCare Services Incorporated. Call us today. 893-7111.
For almost 79 years,
WGNS has been keeping you informed. We still do. Thanks for tuning in. We remember you, an Alzheimer's and Dementia Caregiver Support Group, and they meet at the Villages of Murfreesboro on the second Tuesday of each month. It is free. For more information, get in touch with the Villages of Murfreesboro. Oh, would you like to volunteer for Greenhouse Ministries? You hear about them on the radio all the time. And Greenhouse Ministries offers a volunteer orientation session every Thursday morning at 10. Put this on your calendar. Habitat for Humanity's Hammer Down for Habitat Poker Run is not this Saturday, but it's a week away, Saturday, September 20th. Don't miss it. It's for vehicles and motorcycles. The Habitat for Humanity Hammer Down for Habitat Poker Run, Saturday, September 20th, starts at 8 o'clock that morning at the Habitat office at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Not this Saturday, but next Saturday. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
Hi, my name is Diane Davenport, and I just want to tell you about Adams Place. It is a wonderful place to live. Before I moved in here, a friend and I came together, and we always ate lunch and walked around. Do I know you? Are you new here? It's very nice because it's easy to be in your own home and be isolated. It's nice to just come out of your apartment and find someone that says, hello, how are you? I mean, it just makes you feel good.
This is Terry Deal. Come tour Adams Place and discover living a dream in your senior years.
If someone asked, what's your more? Would you be surprised? Well, at First Bank, knowing your more is where we start. Whether it's seeing your kids' college graduation, seeing the world, or seeing the ocean from your patio, your more helps us see who you are. That's why First Bank offers you more time, more access to local lenders and leaders, more answers, and more products. So tell us, what's your more? First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
Here's Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
If you're listening now, you're 50 years or older. Have you had an eye exam in the last year? I mean a thorough dilated eye exam, not just where you go in to get glasses, but a medical eye exam.
Dr. Craig McCabe, the eye doctor you hear on the radio.
Like so many, the key is getting diagnosed and treated early.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Wise guy.
21 minutes before 7 o'clock. Do you ever feel rushed? I kind of feel rushed today.
Maybe a little.
I don't know. I don't know why it is.
I try just not to feel rushed.
There's nothing I have to do today. But boy, your phone's going off the hook, man, to be so early in the morning.
Well, you know.
I guess when you're an executive and a big dog.
Important.
I mean, big dog, you know, gets a lot of those.
Yeah.
We got something special. We've got a dad joke now, but we're going to throw two at you at 6:48, too, this morning. We're going to have extra. So it's kind of a extra day.
A double decker?
Double decker. But everybody, all our listeners have heard these two jokes except you.
Oh, okay.
This is just for you.
Okay.
Okay. All right. What's today's?
You know, I asked the waiter, do you have frog legs?
Really?
He said, no, it's just the way I walk.
Wow, you really liked that, didn't
that
you?
That was stupid, but I liked it. Yeah, that's.
I mean, you snickered. You hardly ever snicker.
That's a good joke. That's one of your better jokes, I think.
Wow.
That's a supreme thumbs up from me.
We'll see at 6:48. We'll see just how good you are. All right, more to come on the Wake Up Crew. Gosh, a thumbs up from both of us.
CBS News Brief. President Trump is defending new threats to send federal troops into cities like Chicago.
We're not going to war. We're going to clean up our cities.
We're going to clean them up so they don't kill five people every weekend. That's not war. That's common sense.
ICE agents have begun raids in Boston and other parts of Massachusetts. Israeli officials say at least two people were killed in an attack at a bus stop in Jerusalem today. The BBC's Yoland Nell.
The suspicion of the Israeli security forces is that this attack was carried out by two Palestinians who came here from the occupied West Bank.
Israel says a police officer and a civilian shot and killed the suspects. Lady Gaga dominated at the MTV Video Music Awards in New York. CBS's Matt Wolf.
Lady Gaga, playing a bit of a spoiler, getting Artist of the Year at last night's VMAs, which would have put Taylor Swift or Beyonce on top as the most awarded artist ever in MTV's existence.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
The Rutherford County community is mourning the passing of longtime banking executive and philanthropist Lee Moss, who passed away on September the 2nd at the age of 74. Moss spent nearly five decades in the financial sector, holding leadership roles at SunTrust Bank, MidSouth Bank, Franklin Synergy Bank, and Franklin Financial Network, which merged with First Bank in 2020. He retired in 2021, but remained active in the community. A University of Tennessee graduate, Moss also completed advanced banking studies at LSU and the National School of Commercial Lending. Beyond his professional life, Moss dedicated himself to public service across Rutherford County. He chaired the boards of Ascension St. Thomas Rutherford, the Rutherford County Chamber of Commerce, United Way of Rutherford County, and the Discovery Center, among others. He was also a longtime Sunday school teacher at First United Methodist Church in Murfreesboro. Meanwhile, residents across Rutherford County are being warned about a resurfacing text message scam that falsely claims to be from FedEx. The Coffee County Sheriff's Office says that the phishing attempt directs recipients to fake delivery rescheduling links that steal personal information. Similar scams have also impersonated UPS and USPS and are affecting phone numbers in Rutherford, Williamson, Davidson, Wilson, and Bedford counties. Authorities urge people not to click on suspicious links and to verify deliveries through official channels. Scams can be reported to the FTC at reportfraud.ftc.gov or forwarded to spam 7726. The Rutherford County Sheriff's Office continues to work with regional law enforcement to raise awareness and protect residents from fraud. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Forget those fluorescent lights and freezer burn. This ain't your average grocery run. Meet your farmer, talk a little livestock, and take home the juiciest veggies in your life. The Rutherford County Farmers Market, celebrating 50 seasons.
At Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
Real food, real people, and real local.
Bigger isn't always better. When it comes to your financial institution, don't send your money to some far-off bank in another state. At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. We've been serving our community since 1957 and are still locally owned and operated in Middle Tennessee. If you're tired of talking to artificial intelligence and computer screens and branches, give Heritage South a try. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Insured by NCUA.
Hi, this is Trevor from Bell Jewelers. As a family-owned business, we're here to try to help you with the best prices because we want you to keep coming back. We want to be respectful to our customers and give them the best prices and the best value for their money just so we can see you through the years and keep you as an ongoing customer and being part of the family. And as love comes into your life, come see us at Bell Jewelers. Nothing sparkles like a Bell Jewelers diamond. This is Trevor from Bell Jewelers, 821 Northwest Broad Street, across from Toots.
Since 1989, Franklin's Printworks has been Rutherford County's trusted print partner, delivering high-quality, fast-turnaround printing for businesses, organizations, and individuals.
Letterhead, envelopes, business cards, brochures, booklets, all that is still our bread and butter. We do it every day.
Jeff Carlton with Franklin's Printworks.
The needs have evolved for most businesses, and they're looking for a large format capability, or they're looking for a direct mail capability. We're glad to help with those.
Franklin's Printworks, your local printing experts.
From brakes and alignments to new tires and wheels, Tire World, locally owned and operated in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Online at tireworld.us.
We're talking with Peggy Parton. What have you enjoyed most about Adam's Place?
the wonderful people that are here, and certainly all of those that take care of us and guide us, and they have something going all the time, and it's delightful. And the security that you feel here, it's wonderful.
This is Terry Deal. Come tour Adams Place and discover living a dream in your senior years.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Will Lundley. The Tennessee Bureau of Investigation says they're working to learn more about the recent deaths of two inmates in Union County. Officials say the most recent death happened Saturday while an inmate was in custody at the jail, with the previous death happening on August 29th. The deaths are not believed to be connected at this time. The TBI was requested to investigate this situation by the District Attorney General Jared Effler. A spokesperson for the agency says this investigation is ongoing. The Tennessee Department of Environment and Conservation has issued a second violation against the town of Pikeville after detecting high levels of E. coli in the city's treated wastewater earlier this summer. WTVC reports this latest action mandates the city to install warning signs at all public access points on the Sequatchie River, cautioning the public about potential contact with sewage-contaminated water. The signs are required to be in place by next week. More news in 30 seconds.
On September 27th, journey back in time at Remembering World War II in Linden, Tennessee. Witness powerful battle reenactments that recreate the front lines. Meet World War II veterans and listen to their unforgettable stories. Take a ride in classic military vehicles and sway to the sounds of authentic 1940s music. Join us in Linden, Tennessee, located just south of I-40 at exit 143. Be there, remembering World War II.
Terrifying moments for a Memphis man over the weekend after reportedly being robbed at gunpoint while he was out for a walk with his two small children. Police say it happened late Saturday night on Whitney Avenue. The victim says he was walking with his two children when six masked young males dressed in all black drove up to them, pointing handguns, demanding the man's phone and money. No injuries were reported, no arrests have been made. Will Dudley, Access Tennessee News.
Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:48 here on the Wake Up Crew. Don't forget, Patriots Day is Thursday. Stewart's Creek at Rockville Friday on WGNS and Big G TV. MTSU at Nevada Saturday at 2:30 airtime. Vanderbilt is at South Carolina. And Tennessee hosts Georgia Saturday. That's a big game there. That's a big game.
Big yes. game.
And it's at Tennessee, so.
Yeah. Tennessee Titans are the Rams. If Matthew Stafford doesn't play for the Rams, we might have a shot. All right, here we go. That's a kind of a tough schedule for the Titans, you know? Denver and Los Angeles, way out, you know, long travel.
Yeah.
Okay.
They'll be home sometime soon.
So I'm hearing jokes that, assuming, I don't know why.
It's a test.
Yeah, but why am I being tested?
It's just to see.
Is it because he still thinks that I always rate him negatively?
No. It wasn't really that. In fact, it was my idea.
Okay.
Okay. Just we'll tell you why after you grade him, okay?
You know, my boss said, dress for the job you want, not the job you have.
Really?
Yeah, bad advice. I'm sitting in HR wearing a Batman costume.
Pretty good. Not your best. But pretty good. I'll give it a thumbs up. Not as funny as today's joke. That may have shot you in the foot, because today's joke was very funny.
You know, I asked the waiter, how do you prepare the chicken?
How?
He said, well, I just tell it straight up, it's going to die.
That one's pretty good. That's a thumbs up.
Okay, the reason we brought this up, I gave both of those jokes thumbs up plus.
Okay.
Because I think the Batman hit me funny because I think it was Batman.
Mm.
You know, I'm sitting here with a Batman costume. The chicken one was my all-time favorite. I mean,
chicken one was very funny.
Yeah, yeah. I like the chicken one better than I like the frog leg thing. But
I prefer the frog leg thing.
See, it's a different...
But they're very similar jokes.
But you have to understand, too, Brian, that sometimes when you tell a joke, what's going on in our brain sometimes...
It's just we're thinking, I hate him. No, I'm sorry.
It triggers something in us sometimes that it may not trigger for one, that it will the other.
The frog leg joke just threw me off. I just was not expecting that to be the punchline.
And it didn't throw me off.
What if I did a, where's Rachel?
No, that would have been funny. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Would have been cheating, kind of.
Yeah. I mean, that's doing an impression to get laughs. But
I gave them both thumbs up plus. Mm.
And see, I assumed typically when he does something like this, it's because he still says all the time, he always rates me low despite what, and that's just not.
Well, I didn't want you to feel any pressure.
I appreciate that.
So, and then you said the one was pretty good. The first one was pretty good.
Yeah.
So, but you still got thumbs up, and he doesn't quite get that concept.
No, it's always every negative score I give him, it's you always do this.
If you even say anything negative.
And I give him more positive scores than negative scores. Really?
In fact, I think maybe you've given him more positive scores than I have.
That might be true.
They have to be pretty bad for me to give a negative score.
And sometimes they are.
Just as he gets on a positive run, sometimes he gets on a negative run.
Well, I've got to be honest. The honesty is the best policy.
Well, I think so. I do. So I guess our theory worked. It was right. He did agree.
He did, but he didn't go plus.
No.
No, it was. But I did go plus today. On today's score, and John didn't. Yeah. So,
yeah,
it's all equals out in the wash. Time for a look at some celebrity birthdays here on September 8th.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
Man, I hope you're going to read the local birthdays, because there's a ton of them, okay? And you read faster than I do.
Okay.
In 1157, Richard the Lionhearted, King of England, was born. 1897, I get that a thumbs flip. Jimmy Rogers, a country singer and singing brakeman, born in Meridian, Mississippi. You ever been down to Meridian, Mississippi?
No.
You ever been to Mississippi?
Unfortunately.
Oh. Mm. In 1941, Bernie Sanders, American politician, born in Brooklyn, New York. 1925, Peter Sellers, English actor and comedian, and starred in The Pink Panther. 1925, those are great movies. You ever get a chance? They're in color. You ever get a chance to watch them?
And I remember the cartoon.
Did you see the one Steve Martin played him? Inspector Clouseau?
I did.
Yeah, he was good.
Yeah.
He did a good job. 1932, Patsy Cline, country singer.
I fall to pieces. Ooh.
In 1971, David Arquette, American actor, director, and producer, born in Winchester, Virginia. He's starred in a lot of Scream movies.
Mm.
In 1971, Martin Freeman, English actor, and 1979, Pink, American singer. And that's a look at celebrity birthdays. Brian, Dalton's got the rundown for all the local birthdays today.
Yes, celebrating yesterday, Felicia Sparks, Diane Mackey, Luke Norman, Chad Harrison, Shannon Stevens, Joe Marlin, and Daniel George. Celebrating today, Lila Hinkle, Larry Goodwin, Savannah Buchanan, Jennifer Martin Hayes, Shannon Bruff, Shirley Graves, Brett Garner, Joyce Lawrence, Amber Jordan, and Angie Kestner.
By the way, Shannon Stevens is my niece, so happy birthday to Shannon. I know Shannon Bruff very well, and I wish I had a name like Brett Garner.
That'd be a good one.
That is a cool name, isn't it?
And speaking of names, we need some more for us. So call or text 615-893-1450 or head on over to WGNSradio.com/birthdays to get them in now.
Do you know Luke Norman?
I do. That's my uncle.
Okay.
Uncle Luke.
I was kind of hoping you'd say something, didn't you? Finally did.
That's right.
I squeezed it in there.
Well, I try not to, you know, I don't want to show favoritism.
Yeah, nepotism, yeah. All right, 655 here on the crew.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today, spotty late afternoon or early evening showers and storms are possible in the area. Highs top out near 95 degrees. Wind southwesterly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. And then tonight, better chance for showers and storms. Some of the storms could produce heavy rain. The lows drop to 62. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 54.
Hey, did you see that crowd last week?
Well, it's the 50th season. What'd you expect? Fireworks?
Nah, just sweet corn and smiles.
This year marks 50 fresh, flavorful seasons at the Rutherford County Farmers Market at Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
Good morning. A little bit slower right now as we check it out live here on 65 southbound. Trying to get down past Trinity Lane. That's a wreck just in that area there. It's over to the side on 24 eastbound, right when you get on the 65, just past Briley Parkway. It's already starting to load up with more volume through Hendersonville right now as that traffic flow gets heavier on Vietnam Vets westbound headed towards Conference Drive. Stein Dental Care in Nashville has over 355 star wonderful reviews, Google reviews. Call Stein Dental Care today. That telephone number is 540-0888. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. As a member of MTE, you have access to educational resources to help you tailor energy use to your lifestyle. Interested in electric vehicles? MTE offers incentives to learn about EVs and connect with others who share your interest.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Shut up and say.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore.
We have paint, all kinds of colors.
We have brushes and rollers for your paint project, too.
Hey, don't forget the cabinets.
We have all kinds of cabinets for any project you may be working on.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
Hi, my name is Diane Davenport. There are many reasons why I love Adams Place. So many people move here from out of town and they need to look for a new doctor. And it's very challenging to get a doctor because they don't always take Medicare. There's a long waiting list. So what Adams Place offers is called Blue Sky House Calls. A physician will see you. You can get health care that you need when you need it. They'll come anytime.
Come tour Adams Place and discover...
Two times the charm for Ariana Grande and Lady Gaga. Mother Monster scooping up two moon person statues at the MTV Video Music Awards, one for Artist of the Year and Best Collaboration with Bruno Mars for Die With a Smile.
My fans, thank you so, so, so much.
Ariana, however, all smiles with the Best Pop Artist Trophy and the big one, Video of the Year for Brighter Days Ahead.
What in the Sam Hill were you waiting for?
Mariah Carey hyped up there for the coveted Video Vanguard Award. And an all-star performance with Youngblood, Joe Perry, and Steven Tyler with a tribute to Ozzy Osbourne. For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive can help you protect your home, auto, boat, motorcycle, ATV, and RV, and more. And if something wasn't mentioned that you had in mind, find out if it can be covered at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE, because it probably can be.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, it's time to tell everyone that Megan Strode is today's Good Neighbor of the Day for being an outstanding friend and co-worker who consistently goes above and beyond, working tirelessly for others. That's hard to say. Tirelessly. And deserving heartfelt appreciation for all she does. Megan's going to receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts.
And if you'd like to nominate someone as Good Neighbor of the Day, go ahead and get that into us, 615-893-1450. Text the word neighbor to that phone number or head on over to WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor. Birthdays are a very similar process. Same phone number. You can call or text them into that or head on over to WGNSradio.com/birthdays to get them in there as well so we can give away a delicious bowl of banana pudding from our good friends over at Slick Pig Barbecue.
Want to make sure you are on the lookout for America's thrift stores opening soon. 1030 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard within the next several weeks, opening up there where they'll have up to 70% off name brand items like a new store every time you walk in. Very excited about America's Thrift coming. AmericasThrift.com/Murfreesboro for details.
Can you say tirelessly?
Tirelessly?
Oh, wow. He's great.
Wow, hey, yeah. I mean, the master.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded. The Good Neighbor Network. WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna. Flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
President targets Windy City.
Chicago is a very dangerous place, and we have a governor that doesn't care about crime.
Deadly Jerusalem shooting.
Two attackers opened fire at a crowded bus stop using improvised machine guns.
Fierce attacks in Ukraine. Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan.
with the CBS World News Roundup. President Trump has continued his threat to send troops into more big cities. Chicago could be the next target. A new CBS News poll shows 61% would oppose the idea of National Guard troops being sent to their area. We begin with CBS News White House correspondent Ed O'Keefe.
Taking in some tennis at the U.S. Open on Sunday, President Trump also had to hit away questions about his intentions in Chicago. After rebranding the Department of Defense on Friday, the president suggested the Windy City's about to find out why it's called the Department of War. Top Illinois leaders, including Democratic Senator Tammy Duckworth, denounced the president.
It would be an illegal order to declare war on a major city, any city within the United States, by the president of the United States.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker agreed, saying his state won't be intimidated by a wannabe dictator. But Trump responded on Sunday.
We're not going to war. We're going to clean up our cities. We're going to clean them up so they don't kill five people every weekend. That's not war. That's common sense.
White House border czar Tom Homan says Chicago and other so-called sanctuary cities should absolutely expect stepped-up immigration enforcement this week and doesn't rule out asking for help from the National Guard.
Now to Israel. And a terror attack in Jerusalem in rush hour traffic. At least six people were killed when two gunmen opened fire at a bus stop. The attackers were killed. Reporter Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.
The Islamist Hamas movement welcomed the attack, calling it, quote, a natural response to the occupation's crimes against our people. Since the war with Hamas began almost 2 years ago, there has also been an increase in tensions between Israelis and Palestinians in the West Bank and Jerusalem as well. Almost 1,000 Palestinians have been killed in Israel or the West Bank, as well as dozens of Israelis.
President Trump is talking again about punishing Russia after its largest air attack on Ukraine in nearly 4 years of war. A government building was one of the targets in the weekend onslaught. CBS News correspondent Holly Williams.
Russia launched a swarm of over 800 drones, according to Ukraine's Air Force. The Ukrainians intercepted most of them, but nearly 60 drones evaded air defenses, killing four, including a two-month-old baby. Unusually, the assault also set fire to a building used by Ukraine's cabinet ministers, normally well guarded by anti-missile and drone systems. This young mother in Kyiv is frightened. Every new attack gets more outrageous, she said. Just last month, President Trump rolled out the red carpet for Vladimir Putin in Alaska. But since then, Russia's intensified its attacks on Ukraine. Yesterday, President Trump said he was ready to hit Russia with a second phase of sanctions.
Russia, we're punishing Putin.
That could mean targeting countries that continue to buy Russian oil, like India and China.
Jury selection is set to begin today in the trial of a man charged with trying to assassinate Donald Trump while he played golf last year in South Florida. The courts blocked off 4 weeks for the trial of Ryan Ruth, but attorneys are expecting they'll need less time than that. Legal analyst Lori Levinson says the defendant plans to represent himself.
It's going to be an unconventional trial because Ruth will be difficult to control during the trial. And the court has to keep that jury focused on the evidence, not on Ruth's personality. So the first step in this high visibility trial is jury selection.
You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. It's 4 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
There were long security lines and a delay in the start of the U.S. Open men's final because President Trump was at the event. A memo from the U.S. Tennis Association asked broadcasters to not show reactions to Trump. There were jeers and cheers. The match was a battle for number one in the world.
Carlos Alcaraz is back on top of the tennis world. The 22-year-old Spaniard captured his second U.S. Open title and sixth major championship, defeating Jannik Sinner in four sets, 6-2, 3-6, 6-1, 6-4.
In a sensationally bold and brawny performance, Carlos Alcaraz takes the 2025 U.S. Open.
The call courtesy of ESPN. With the win, Alcaraz dethrones Sinner as the number one ranked men's player in the world. Erica Herskowitz for CBS News, New York.
There was a funeral in Houston yesterday for 11-year-old Julian Guzman, the boy who was shot in the back and killed a week ago while playing the doorbell prank known as Ding Dong Ditch.
No one should lose their life over that. My deepest condolences. I have children and I feel for them.
I have a lot of family that knew the little boy personally. It's just so tragic. There's no words for it.
The 42-year-old suspect has been charged with murder. A new ICE operation has been launched in Massachusetts.
Patriot 2.0 targets what they say are the worst of the worst criminal illegal aliens living in the state. DHS says ICE is arresting sex offenders, pedophiles, murderers, drug dealers, and gang members released by local authorities. A spokesperson says, quote, "If you come to our country illegally and break our laws, we will hunt you down, arrest you, deport you, and you will never return." Stacey Lynn, CBS News.
An Australian judge sentenced Erin Patterson to life in prison for killing three of her estranged husband's relatives with toxic mushrooms. She'll have to serve at least 33 years. On CBS last night, the MTV Video Music Awards.
Lady Gaga playing a bit of a spoiler, getting Artist of the Year at last night's VMAs, which would have put Taylor Swift or Beyonce on top as the most awarded artist ever in MTV's existence.
Thank you so, so, so much.
And Ariana Grande took home two Moon Persons for Best Pop Artist and Video of the Year for Brighter Days Ahead. Matt Wolf, CBS News.
Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
Let me tell you about this new Pretzel Cheddar Club. Hey, I'm Carlos.
And I'm Ebony. And a little thing we love about the Chick-fil-A Pretzel Cheddar Club
is the tangy Dijon with the pretzel bun. It takes it to a whole nother level.
It goes perfectly with the chicken and the cheddar cheese and the bacon.
Man, you know how much you love bacon. And I love the different varieties, grilled, spicy, original. It gets you nice and excited for fall.
Order the Pretzel Cheddar Club with cherry, berry, and Sprite for a limited time on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
There's nothing like when you get that part from eBay and it just fits. Yeah, the first time. So you can do less of this and get right back to more of this. At eBay, you'll find all the parts you need, guaranteed to fit, at prices you'll love. Sounds good, doesn't it? eBay. Things people love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
That's the latest from CBS News Radio. I'm Steve Kaffin. The Wake Up Crew with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett continues now here on News Radio WGNS.
Moving along with more information straight ahead and some conversation as well with the Wake Up Crew. I'm Brian Barrett, joined by John Dinkins and Dalton Barrett here at 7:09. Let's get a quick check of traffic and weather together, brought to you by locally owned Toots.
This is Wade Hayes from Toots Restaurants, and our family is just honored and blessed to be part of this community for 40 years.
Hi, this is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants. After 40 years, we still got them. $6.99 daily lunch specials. Stop by Toots.com and check them out.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Good food and fun.
Toots.
Good food and fun.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Spotty late afternoon or early evening showers and storms are possible in the area. Highs top out near 95 degrees. Wind southwesterly 5 to 15 miles per hour, higher gusts possible. And then tonight, better chance for showers and storms. Some of the storms could produce heavy rain, and lows drop to 62. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 53.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Are you ready to take control of your energy usage and save money? Download the MyMTE app to track your energy consumption, pay your bill, and even report outages right from your phone. It's free and available now in iOS and Android.
Good morning. We've got a couple of accidents that are still out here in their clearing stages. Still a little bit sluggish at 65 South at Trinity Lane. It's starting to load up with more volume in a couple of spots coming down I-40 through the Mount Juliet area coming in right now from Wilson County and Hermitage. Trying to load up also with volume here on 24 westbound up through the Antioch area in right now from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County. When you need dependable towing for your car or truck, call STR Towing and Recovery here in Middle Tennessee, strtow.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
From lift kits to tires, Tire World has the experts and the knowledge to get it done.
This is Gator with Tire World Off-Road. We're your local Rough Country dealer. So when you're ready to add some character to your rig, ask for Gator at Tire World on Memorial Boulevard.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Back on the Wake Up Crew, powered by America's Thrift Stores. Yep, opening up real soon, less than a month away, 1030 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Every time you go in, it's like a brand new store. Name brand items, save up to 70%. Who doesn't like that? Save money. AmericasThrift.com/Murfreesboro for more details. Episode 1737 of the Wake Up Crew this morning. And don't forget, 9/11 Remembrance and Patriots Day Thursday. And we've got lots of sports coming up, of course. Stewart's Creek is at Rockville Friday on WGNS and Big G TV. Middle Tennessee at Nevada, 2:30 Saturday. It's after the coaches show. Vanderbilt is at South Carolina. They jump into SEC play as Tennessee hosts Georgia as well. And the Titans hosting the Rams. So,
I mean, that's a tough schedule. I mean, the first two games, not only that you Denver and then you got the Rams, but they're so far away. I mean, you're going back to Nashville, I guess, and then going to back to another West Coast game. So that's pretty tough.
Yeah. At least that one's here. But they just
Yes, I'm sorry. That's right. It is here. Yeah.
But they just went to
Denver.
Denver.
Yeah. So. That's right. But then come home, you got to play the Rams. That's, yeah. But anyway.
Yeah, that is what it is.
Yeah.
Heard that from a coach one day. So, September songs, our song of the day.
What is?
Songs about September.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
September songs.
I'm sorry. I'm having trouble paying attention to you. I don't know what's going on.
Is it? He trimmed up his beard. Do you think it's that?
It's really trimmed. I mentioned it Friday that he's really trimmed that thing. Really
well, and when it's as white as it is, it kind of just blends into his face.
Well, I trimmed it last night, or yesterday. But I usually trim it on Sundays.
At least people know he did have a beard before it went white, so he can get a white beard. So it doesn't really matter.
That's true. Yours was already starting to gray by the time you were my age. Is that correct?
Yes, and it only got progressively worse because of two children. But
well, now that was that. Now that's not nice.
They all have names. Every hair.
Oh, Brian.
And many of them are Heather too.
I'd say probably
maybe most
of
Heather.
Them.
Yeah.
But Dalton doesn't give you white hair anymore because he's almost like your.
Yeah, but the damage has been done.
It's almost like your sidekick now.
Yeah, but the damage is done.
Did you know he was going to turn out this well?
No.
Yeah. I didn't either.
I'm going to be honest. I didn't either.
And a couple of times when he came to the office to see me, I'm like, this kid's going nowhere.
I was really worried.
When I had to go practice my multiplication tables with you every morning.
If it's any consolation, I hated that more than you did.
Well, if it's any consolation, I still don't know him.
Oh,
I know. I was really kind of thinking there may be some vigilanteism going on with him.
I just, you know what, I kind of felt like he'd be like a computer whiz that would stay in his class and stay in his house and stay in his room and never come out is what I thought he was going to turn out to be. You know, like be at home, live with you till he's 70, you know, kind of thing.
Well, I didn't expect that.
And he was
that,
the first one to get out. I mean, boom, bam, boom, gone.
Yep.
Didn't take long.
Had to.
Yeah, 2020 was an interesting time.
2020.
Yeah.
COVID. That's kind of what, you know, that's kind of when I decided, well, I should probably get my stuff together.
Yeah, he started got it saving together up for a ring. You. You were, yeah. I mean, he had this stuff out the next day, didn't he?
No, it wasn't that. It was the week after I moved out, he decided, I think I'm going to renovate the whole house.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It was the next week he had his brother over, and they were tearing down walls, and I'm like, what is this about?
You know, I think it was just part of his dealing with the loss.
Oh, probably so.
And the only way he could do it is try to look for something new, and because I know it was a tough time for him.
Yeah. You still had Bobby.
Well, did he really?
Well, that's true. Back then, he did.
Well, I mean, well, let me see. But she was in high school, wasn't she? I mean, she was like, she wasn't home a lot.
Yeah. Well.
Because she was in a lot of clubs and stuff.
She was still in high school.
Yeah. In 2020, it was her junior year.
Yeah. I mean, she was like, she might see him on passing. Hey, Dad, you know, that kind of thing.
Well, that's when they get to be teenagers.
But you think of all the Friday nights that they didn't get to see you.
Yeah, but they got to make pizza.
On a weekend.
God, that pizza was horrible, too. Mama would buy these pizza kits from Walmart, these Chef Boyardee pizza kits.
Oh, yeah, I remember those.
And you'd make up your dough and whatever, and it's just like this mixed with water. And then the dough would be like this thick, and it was so gross.
That was pizza night?
Because I would always suggest, let's order a pizza. She'd be like, well, we got a pizza kit. I'd be like, no!
They did order pizza sometimes.
I mean,
sometimes.
Believe it. Well, you got to spend Fridays with them in the summer, though, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did you like Dad being home? Or
no.
Dad,
no. I'm just kidding.
Figure.
Just kidding. But he's paying his dues now every Wednesday.
Yes, he is. Yep. And he's done a great job, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except for the big red spot on her cheek where she headbutted him.
Ooh.
She did. Well, she's strong as an ox, man. I'm telling you.
You mean she the top of your head?
No, she. I was holding her, and she was wiggling around, and she just went whap with her face against my chin.
Ooh,
yeah, she'll do that.
She had a little red spot there. Didn't hurt. She didn't cry at all.
Found somebody with a tougher head than his.
She kind of laughed. I said, "Are you okay?" And she just smiled. So.
Now, you have to understand, too, that he will not treat her anywhere near the way he treated you.
I hope not.
It'll be like she's the greatest thing. Already, I can see in his face. Even just talking about her, he's like,
He already treats his dog better than he treated me.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. Well, that's true. Go ahead. Do your thing. I know you got to close up, do all this stuff.
Oh, I don't have anything else to do now.
That's it?
Well, I can wish Ladybug a happy 5th birthday. That was yesterday.
Mm. She's not on the birthday list.
No. Chipper 7.
He'll be 6 in November.
I got to get out of that dog sleeping with me in the mornings, though, coming up and laying on the couch. I cannot get up. He's like a security, like a little warm blanket, you know? Oh, gee. And he doesn't move. He doesn't move at all. I tell you, I'm about half asleep half the time. There's more to come here on the Wake Up True, though. Brian, take it away.
Thanks. Yeah, we're going to check sports coming up, and then Bart sits down with our friend Kim Hilsman with Sunshine Nutrition. That's coming up.
This is News Radio WGNS, Primetime Sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
An incredible late comeback at Buffalo for the Bills, edging the Baltimore Ravens Sunday night 41-40, even though Buffalo trailed by 15 points with about 4 minutes to go. Josh Allen finished with nearly 400 yards passing, 2 TDs through the air, 2 on the ground. Derrick Henry for the Ravens, 18 carries, 169 yards rushing, and 2 scores, but a key fumble late in the game as well. Wins for the Rams and Denver. San Francisco won at Seattle 17-13 on a touchdown pass with under 2 minutes left. Green Bay beat Detroit 27-13. 2 TD passes in the first half for Jordan Love. Pittsburgh won 34-32 at the Jets. Chris Boswell, a 60-yard field goal with about a minute to go. Carlos Alcaraz took the U.S. Open. Denny Hamlin won the NASCAR race at St. Louis. In baseball, Seattle's Cal Raleigh hit his 53rd homer in an 18-2 win at Atlanta. The Dodgers won 5-2 at Baltimore.
This is Richard Parton, and I'd like to tell you about Adam's Place.
What have you enjoyed most?
The food. It's perfect. Well, the first 60 days that I was here, the only thing I ate was the filet. and that is still my favorite. That's really great. And you can just order what you'd like, and it's well prepared and delicious.
This is Terry Deal. Come tour Adams Place and discover living a dream in your senior years.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
This is a paid legal ad.
I'm Attorney John Day. One of our clients was operating a farm tractor when he was rear-ended by a tractor trailer. In an instant, his life was changed forever. We helped him receive the settlement that has given him financial security for the rest of his life. Now, each case is different, and we can't promise this type of result for every case. But we can promise that when you hire the law offices of John Day, we'll work hard to help you. If you think we can help, call me, John Day.
When the unexpected happens, fire, water, or storm damage, Farrah Construction can help. Farrah Construction is also there to help when a car slams through the wall. And that seems to happen more often these days. I'm Ron Hall. Let our family at Farrah Construction help you. Call Farrah Construction and we'll board up, put down tarps, secure your home or business until the insurance coverage is approved. I'm Ron Hall. Shop local. Let our family business help you. Farrah Construction Company.
Your good health, that's what we're talking about this morning. Kim Dunaway is with us from Sunshine Nutrition Center. Great topic this morning, healthy aging. We all want to do that. Kim, good morning.
Good morning.
How can we age healthier and hopefully stay younger?
Yeah, it's a great question. It's always an interesting topic because when someone says something like they want to age more gracefully, they want to, you know, improve their longevity, these oftentimes are supplements that you're not going to feel a big difference on, you know, every single day or tomorrow, right? These are things that you're doing to kind of help you in the long term. It's more of an investment in some type of a long-term plan than it might be in a short-term plan where you come in because you've got a headache or you can't sleep or you've got allergies or something along those lines. You know, this is something that you're sort of committing to do for a while in hopes that it improves, right? So there are a lot of really good supplements, some that we might already be taking and not realizing that it's helping us with aging, and some that people maybe have not even really heard of, right? And so let's talk about something that people are probably more familiar with, like turmeric, for instance. There is an active ingredient in turmeric called curcumin, which is excellent for inflammation. So a lot of people use turmeric as an alternative to a lot of your anti-inflammatory drugs like Aleve and ibuprofen and those types of things. But there also are really great research on turmeric and curcumin specifically being really good at helping prevent cognitive decline, for instance, and helping with healthy aging, right? It helps our cells. And that's something that's really important. We have, you know, sort of our life cycle, we sort of peak at a certain point, right? And then the body starts to decline, hopefully slowly decline, but it starts to decline. And so what we take in, food, our sleep, all of those things can help sort of slow that down. And so curcumin or antioxidants in general are things that are really going to help with that. But curcumin is one of the strongest antioxidants that we can do, right? So turmeric is definitely something that can sort of help with healthy aging. Something else that people might be not as familiar with is a product called NAD. NAD, and it is sold as a supplement. Sometimes you'll see it sold as Niagen, which is just a trademark form of it as well. And it's also very, very excellent for helping with aging. It helps your cells just function better, more livelier. And sometimes people notice a big difference on it, and sometimes people notice a little bit less of a difference on it, depending upon if they already are pretty healthy versus if somebody starts to take it and they're really not very healthy or they're pretty sick. But it's the research on that also is really, really fabulous for helping to sort of slow down that aging process, you know, sort of keeping the cells healthy and out of that stage of kind of chronic decline. And that one we sell in either a 100 milligram dose or a 300 milligram dose, sort of depending upon where people are on that scale. You know, if you're a little bit more advanced in age, you might do the higher dose versus if you're not quite as advanced in age, you might do the lower dose. But that is another supplement that can be really good at sort of helping to prevent the effects of aging.
Now, you said that you need to be doing this on an ongoing basis, starting at a younger age, because this will prolong your life, hopefully keep you healthy. When you said start early, what is early?
Good question. You typically, somewhere along, I like to use 40 kind of as a benchmark. We kind of talked about that last week with prostate health a lot of times. But I find that for most people, that's sort of a good place to sort of look at. I feel like that's sort of the age people start to wake up feeling a little of those aches and pains, right? Feel like maybe they're not as energetic as they used to be. We start to have that little bit of a shift, you know, in that fourth decade of life a lot of the times. And so for me, that's kind of a good time to sort of look at, you know, maybe incorporating some type of an anti-aging supplement, or really look at increasing some of the foods in your diet that have more antioxidants in it. So we know that most fruits and vegetables are perfectly and wonderfully healthy for us in a lot of ways. But we also know that there are some fruits and vegetables that have higher amounts of antioxidants than others. So like blueberries are very high, or pomegranate is very high, right? So incorporating things that are higher in antioxidants in our diet, you know, can be more helpful in making some choices over what we used to. And what I hear all the time from, you know, patients when I work with them, for customers, from clients, is this constant feeling as though they don't have the same level of not just energy, but they're not able to eat the same foods that they used to be able to eat. So like when I was 20, I could eat pizza and all that and it wouldn't bother me. Now at 45, eating those same foods gives me a great deal of grief, right? So we have to always look at our diet and see where we can make changes that's also going to help with the aging process.
Can you help people, if they came into Sunshine Nutrition Center, can you help them sort of go to the right areas?
Yeah, that's what we're here to do. You know, that's what sets us apart from going into a big box store and picking something off the shelf, right? Is that be able to guide people in the right direction.
And are these supplements?
Yes, they are.
Okay. Every Tuesday, and I mention this because a lot of people don't realize your special Tuesdays.
That's right, 25% off supplements every single Tuesday.
Now, Sunshine Nutrition Center has two locations here in Rutherford County, both easy to get to. Tell us where they are.
Yeah, here in Murfreesboro, we're located on South Church Street, right near Broad Street. And then in Smyrna, we're located off of Rock Springs Road, right near Old Nashville Highway.
And a final thought on good, strong, healthy aging.
Turmeric. Yeah, either sprinkle it on your food or take a supplement.
Turmeric. Okay, that's the word for the day. Think about it all day and then put it in your diet. Turmeric at Sunshine Nutrition Center. Kim, thanks again.
50 fresh, flavorful seasons at the Rutherford County Farmers Market.
You bringing your tomatoes this Friday?
Sure am. Pick fresh this morning.
And I'll bring the sourdough.
Rutherford County Farmers Market, Tuesdays and Fridays, 7 to 1, at Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
Is your saving for retirement strategy involving the phrase, I'll get around to it someday? If so, we need to talk. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. And when it comes to meeting your goals, time can be on your side. And there's no better time than now to get started towards your retirement goals. Give us a call, Lee Colvin, at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Big savings are headed your way, Murfreesboro. America's Thrift Stores is opening a new location at 1030 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Get ready for a clean and organized shopping experience where you'll find up to 70% off name brand clothes and so much more. And the best part? Thousands of new items hit the floor every single day. It's like walking into a brand new store every time you visit, all thanks to generous local donations. Visit americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro to learn more.
We're talking with Sue Turpin at the Villages of Murfreesboro. Why did you select the Villages?
All the activities that we have, the little trips we take, it's all fun. I absolutely enjoy this place. Everybody here is wonderful. The residents and all the staff is great. The food is wonderful. It's a great, great place. I would recommend it to anybody.
This is Shanda with the Villages of Murfreesboro, and we invite everybody to come out and take a tour of our beautiful community. We're near the avenue on Willow Oak Trail.
Folks, I hope you're listening every Sunday night at 8 o'clock to the Edwin Lee Raymer Show. We'll talk about some local politics, national politics, all types of topics, all types of guests. That's 8 o'clock Sunday night, Edwin Lee Raymer Show. Talk to you then.
The way-
Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
7:30 on a Monday morning on the Wake Up Crew, brought to you by America's Thrift Stores.
And birthdays yesterday, Felicia Sparks, Diane Mackey, Luke Norman, Chad Harrison, Shannon Stevens, Joe Marlin, and Daniel George. Today, Lila Hinkle, Lanny Goodwin, Savannah Buchanan, Jennifer Martin Hayes, Shannon Bruff, Shirley Graves, Brett Garner, Joyce Lawrence, Amber Jordan, and Angie Kessner.
And if you or someone you know shares a birthday, get them into us. 615-893-1450 is the phone number. WGNSradio.com/birthdays is the website. It's your last chance to enter to win some banana pudding, so get them in now.
Big savings are headed our way. Murfreesboro, it's America's thrift store, is opening soon at 1030 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. That's over by where Bargain Hunt used to be, and for you old timers, Roses. All right, so you'll want to get by there when they open up. It's like a new store every time you walk in the door. Opening in October, America's Thrift Stores.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Spotty late afternoon or early evening showers and storms are possible in the area. Highs top out near 95 degrees. Wind southwesterly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. And then tonight, better chance for showers and storms. Some of the storms could produce heavy rain. The lows drop to 62. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 53.
Good morning. Try and clear up a wreck in South Nashville before you get down into Brentwood. 65 southbound. It's going to be before OHB. Again, it's in the southbound lanes. Not too concerned about that. The heaviest flow is in the northbound lanes coming up from Williamson County here into South Nashville. Loading up pretty good on 24 westbound up through Antioch. It's been slow from a disabled vehicle we had eastbound on Vietnam Vets. Up near Gallatin Pike there in Hendersonville. When you need dependable towing for your car, big truck, call STR Towing and Recovery here in Middle Tennessee. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
The shortage of mental health professionals across Tennessee, including Rutherford County, continues to pose challenges, but state officials are working to fill the gap. The Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services has relaunched the Pathways Behavioral Health Scholarship Program, offering up to $30,000 over 2 years for students pursuing a master's in behavioral health fields. In exchange, recipients must work with state-contracted agencies for an equal amount of time. With more than $6 million budgeted this year, including $2 million from the Opioid Abandonment Council, the program is poised to produce hundreds of new professionals. Jessica Youngblum, Director of Strategic Initiatives, said that the scholarships are helping students stay in school and ultimately give back to their communities. Meanwhile, in Murfreesboro, 18-year-old Sophia K. Carrier is scheduled to appear in Rutherford County General Sessions Court this Friday. Carrier faces charges of aggravated sexual exploitation of a minor after authorities allege that she distributed explicit material involving children through a Snapchat account. The investigation began after a March tip from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and was led by Murfreesboro Police Detective Samuel Day. Carrier was arrested in July with a bond set at $120,000. She was later released from the Rutherford County Adult Detention Center. If the case proceeds, it may be presented to a grand jury for possible indictment and transfer to criminal court. That's all for now. For more local news in a quick, digestible format, check out the Rutherford Roundup podcast wherever you listen. I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, part of your Good Neighbor Network, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
This is Hannah Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market. This year, the Farmers Market is celebrating 50 years of being open. And we're here to talk to different vendors today.
This is Jeremy Mack with Bantam Farm. Bantam Farm specializes in soft sourdough bread. We use an Italian flour and olive oil in all our soft sourdough products. So we don't use any American GMO. We don't use any seed oils in our sourdough products. We also have many, many other things. So come out and see us at the Lane Agricultural Center at the Rutherford County Farmers Market. This is Jeremy Mack with Bantam Farm. Bantam Farm specializes in soft sourdough bread. We use an Italian flour and olive oil in products. So come out and see us.
Thank you so much. The Rutherford County Farmers Market is open on Tuesdays and Fridays from 7 a.m. to 12 p.m. at 315 John R. Rice Boulevard in Murfreesboro until October 31st.
Hi, my name is Diane Davenport. There are many reasons why I love Adam's Place. Okay, well, because of the desserts, it's very important to go to exercise. They have water aerobics at the pool. They have yoga classes, yoga stretch and balance, which is pretty important for all of us at any age.
This is Terry Deal. Come tour Adam's Place and discover living a dream in your senior years on Memorial across from Walmart. 615-904-9111.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back here on News Radio, WGNS, with The Wake Up Crew. And right now, it's time to play a little heads up. All right. So, our category today is acted out.
Oh, so we have to act these out?
I don't know. These are, I think, just random things, but it's the category is act it out. So, who wants to go first?
I can go first. I'll be the test dummy. Okay. Or act it out.
Well, we got that part right.
Hey, now.
All right. Here comes your first word. Better skip that one.
A little bike.
Oh, I just skipped it.
Okay, so
swimming?
But what is this particular
backstroke
swim?
Yeah. Row.
Something you do in the yard.
Weed eating. Raking.
Raking.
Oof.
It's for camping. You have to do this to for sleep.
Where are you going
to
sleep?
Pitch a tent.
There. Yeah. Do this on a keyboard.
Typing.
Yeah.
Driving? Flying?
Yeah.
A plane?
Yeah.
Hiccup?
Yeah.
Okay. Peeling.
If you lose this on your shirt.
Button sewing.
Yeah.
La 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 la.
Singing? I'm going to count that one. That's hard. John, you're next.
Well, we kind of did a tag team.
A half and half.
Yeah, I did the acting out and you did the...
All right. You'll hit start there and then...
Okay. So forward to say yes and then back to say no. All right.
I'm going in.
It's a place where there are animals.
There are so many animals. I'm so excited. What are you doing there? You're going to or maybe...
A zoo.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. So if I've got you sat in a seat and I'm just kind of... Yes, that's... I go out in the backyard with a seed and I put it in
planting,
the ground.
Planting a seed.
But it's going to grow really
big
and tall.
A tree.
Planting a...
Tree.
Yes.
I do this a lot.
A lot.
Netflix, you know.
Binge watch.
What am I watching?
TV.
Yes. I'm separating my whites from my reds.
Folding clothes. Washing clothes.
What are you doing with it when you...
It's close enough.
Franklin did it.
Fly kite.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm doing this on paper.
I'm doing this right now. Just writing. It's so hard.
It's kind of tough in a minute.
Yeah. Wow. All right. Back to you.
Here we go.
It was visiting a zoo.
I don't think I ever got that one.
It was close enough.
I did this at our staff Christmas party. Several people did this at the Grammys.
I'd like to thank the Academy.
Make a speech. Acceptance
speech.
What
do you do before you make your speech? You.
What happened? Why did you
make
the speech?
Why are you giving your speech?
Because you won something?
Yeah, that's close enough.
Okay.
Stomp?
Yes. Yeah. I'm on the beach. I'm laying out.
Sleeping on the beach?
No.
Sun tanning? Sun?
Yeah. That's good.
Sunbathing, probably.
I'm in the shower.
Washing my hair?
Yep. Yeah. I've got a camera, and I'm doing this. It's going to release in theaters soon.
Cinematic movie? Movie filming? Movie making?
Yeah,
there you go.
Bowling?
Yes.
Row, row, row your boat.
It's a boat.
Okay. It's a type of boat.
A rowboat canoe? Uh-huh.
Yes, and what am I doing?
I'm canoeing. I'm rowing my canoe.
Paddling.
Paddling. Paddling in a canoe.
So I think we can all agree that we never do that again. That was the most difficult game of heads up ever.
That was difficult. Yeah.
Well, it was something different.
Yeah, it was fun. The wording was what...
Paddling in a canoe. Yeah. Yeah.
We could have given sort of, but that paddling was kind of big because you kept saying rowing.
Well, and acting it out is probably not the best way for our audience to participate because they can't see us, thankfully, because there were some really interesting things that happened there. All right, wrapping up the show in a second.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore.
Do you want lights?
You can't believe the lights we have at the Restore.
Oh, yes, sir. We have lighting.
Chandeliers, pendants, flesh mounts, table lamps.
Just come down and take a look.
Shopping at the Restore.
Shop?
Yeah.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
When you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door.
Security, access control, cameras, and much more for your business and home. No long-term contract. We keep your business because we did a great job, not because you signed a five-year agreement. One call does it all for your security and technology needs. Online at turnersecurity.us. That's turnersecurity.us.
Turn to Turner Security.
Hi, I'm Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor. And while you've heard the saying, slow and steady wins the race, that same concept can be applied to long-term investing. Investing a little bit at a time on a regular basis can really add up. We call this systematic investing, and though it doesn't guarantee a profit or prevent a loss, it's a way to take advantage of market volatility instead of enduring it. Give me a call, Lee Colvin, at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
For 75 years, Murfreesboro Medical Clinic has been a cornerstone of health and compassion in our community. From our humble beginnings to the advanced, comprehensive care we offer today, our commitment to you has never wavered. With 8 locations across Murfreesboro and Middle Tennessee and over 100 physicians, we continue to provide the highest standard of care. Then, now, and always, your health is our mission.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
7:42 as we wrap up the Wake Up Crew brought to you by America's Thrift Stores. We say good morning to our friends at Middle Tennessee Electric. They power the Wake Up Crew. MTE's EV Ready program offers a $50 bill credit for home EV charging setup. Find out more at driveev.com. Saying good morning to Megan Strode. She is the good neighbor of the day today for being an outstanding friend and coworker who consistently goes above and beyond, working tirelessly for others and deserving heartfelt appreciation for all that she does. Megan Strode today receives flowers from Ryan Flowers, coffee and gifts on South Academy, and WGNS. Now, send in your good neighbors to us. We do it each weekday morning. That's 5 a week, 20 a month. You know, you get the picture. We do it quite frequently. And we need your help. Text NEIGHBOR to 615-893-1450 or WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor to get those good neighbors to us. And we will pick it up from there. So birthdays, anniversaries, be sure to let us know that each weekday morning as well for the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
So I asked the waiter, do you have frog legs, waiter?
Really?
He said, no, I just walk like this.
Replay.
You really butchered that, but...
Yeah, that second time.
But it doesn't matter. You've already got your thumbs up.
Yeah. That's all that matters.
For the record, it was not a thumbs up plus, however.
It was for me.
Oh, you didn't say that when you graded it.
I actually called it a super thumbs up.
Oh, okay. Super. You got a super thumbs up.
Wow. So I didn't know thumbs up plus was the proper language. I was not there.
Well,
for
I was
that,
thinking Disney Plus. Yeah, and, yeah. You know.
Hulu Plus? No, there's no Hulu Plus.
But I went with a super thumbs up. Mm. So it did for me get a thumbs up plus.
It's an HBO Max.
Your jokes are amazing.
It's a thumbs up Max.
So it went from HBO Max to Max to HBO Max.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Why did they ever think about dropping the HBO?
They should have just said HBO Plus.
No. Well, it was HBO Max, and then a new CEO came in and changed it to Max, and then that CEO got fired, and then the new CEO was like, "That was dumb. Let's change it back."
That's how those CEOs are. Same thing happened. Cracker Barrel.
Yep. Same thing happened with Disney. They had all of these Disney movies that have done well, like Moana and Lilo and Stitch and whatever. They were all supposed to be straight to Disney Plus. And the new CEO came in and said, "This is dumb. We have a movie. Let's put it out in the movie theater." And they all made money. So,
you know, on that, I heard commentary, or I read the commentary that Dr. Larry Burris did about Cracker Barrel. And he brought up a good point. It's the same thing that happened with Coke back in the day when they rebranded Coke. It's the new Coke. And everybody just threw a hissy fit and then went back to classic Coke Classic.
But it's a company. They ought to be able to have the right to do whatever they want to do.
It's not a product. It's a logo.
Yeah.
Well, it is the product, too. But, I mean, it made sense that there have been more examples of that than just
what happened
to Cracker
Barrel. Well, now the big conspiracy is they did it on purpose to get people to Cracker Barrel. But I just don't think that's true.
That's the same thing they said about Coke.
I do
you remember
Coke,
that?
I think Coke did it on purpose. I don't think Cracker Barrel did.
No, but I did like the new logo. I don't want to make anybody mad that's listening, but I like the Cracker Barrel logo. It's simpler. Looked simpler.
I've already made everybody mad.
Oh, yeah, that's true. They can't be that mad at me, but
I think it's better. I don't just like it. I think it's better.
See, I didn't mind the new Coke either.
Well, no, but you were very in a minority.
Yes.
When they did like a revival of new Coke. And you could order it online and try it. And so I did try it, and it just tastes like Sam's Cola. It is the exact same soda as
True.
Sam's Cola.
That's a good point.
And
I like
Dalton
Sam's
grew
Cola.
Up on
I grew,
Sam
up,
Cola.
grew up on it.
Well, Kroger has that same flavor, doesn't it? Like they're,
uh-huh.
they're
it's just that generic cola flavor.
Okay. Yeah. Well, as we celebrate the month of September, songs about September. Here's one from Green Day. Up when September ends. It'll go by in a flash, trust me. Okay, that's it for a Monday Wake Up Crew brought to you by America's Thrift Stores. Back tomorrow for a Taco Tuesday. See you then.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today, spotty late afternoon or early evening showers and storms are possible in the area. Highs top out near 95 degrees. Wind southwesterly 5 to 15 miles per hour, higher gusts possible. And then tonight, better chance for showers and storms. Some of the storms could produce heavy rain, and lows drop to 62. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 50.